Okay, we're the computational modeling group. My name is Ruxin Yang. My lab mates for this project was Ashish Tiwari and Stella Liu. And what we were doing is that we're trying to use computational modeling to capture facial features such that we could produce caricatures of people. Before we start, let's have the audience participate. We're going to show you a caricature and just holler out the name if you know who it is, okay? So, I guess, all right, never mind. I'm going to use this. All right, so can anyone recognize the guy up top? Will Smith. Good job. Yeah, so it's Will Smith. The bottom guy, I believe, is Martin Lawrence, but not exactly sure. So caricatures, and there's sources, there's literature saying that they're identified faster than actual portraits of the people, and this is because they enhance features that are very characteristic of that particular individual. So if you look at the caricature here, it's not that clear, but Will Smith generally has, maybe larger ears than the average person, and he has a very distinctive facial hair. Like, he has, a mustache that goes, wraps around, becomes a beard, and his hair is fairly distinctive. And of course, why is this important? Well, there's potential commercial value. I'm sure a lot of you use Facebook and might have noticed on the side there was advertisements of, producing your caricature for a little money. If, Will Smith is a nice guy, he's pretty rich. If you draw a good caricature of him, he might, pay you for it. So the project description. So what did we actually do? Earlier in this boot camp, you guys learned about principal component analysis and independent component analysis. We were trying to see if we could use these two methods, PCA and ICA, to capture facial features such that we can generate good representative caricatures of individuals. The basic idea is that we extract facial features that are distinctive to you using these two methods, and we compare it to the mean average face. Now, if you think of it as plotting it in an n-dimensional space, if you have the mean face and near the origin, and you have you somewhere out there with specified characteristics, we can extend those certain characteristics by just pulling the point vector out, pulling the vector this way. All right, pulling that point outwards so we can hopefully generate a good character of you. We have, so like I said, exaggerate unique facial features and unique characteristics that are distinct to you. So here's an outline of our presentation. I'm going to talk about a brief review of the general ideas behind PCA and ICA. ICA is split up between two different types of architecture. One is a more global architecture, and one has more localized, distinct features. Ms. Stella and Ashish will present methods and results of our particular experiment. So principal component analysis, PCA. I'm sure you heard about this probably many times. But it creates new variables, components that consist of uncorrelated linear combinations of the original variables. So basically what it does is that if you look at this plot, please ignore this line and this line. We're not really, it's kind of misleading. That has not much to do with PCA. But you have points. In this case, it's a two-dimensional space. And we're trying to minimize the variance by drawing an axis through these points. So if you can imagine, this axis reduces the variance and accounts for as much of the total variation as possible. If we have two dimensions in this case, then the second dimension must be orthogonal to the first one. So in this case, the line will go this way because it's a two-dimensional surface. If you think about if this was a three-dimensional plot, you will have one going through like this particular region. Oh, sorry. Okay, so the next one is independent component analysis, ICA. It captures both second and higher order statistics. It's much more powerful than a PCA. So independence is the concept where you can't predict some other variable given information in the first one. There's two types of ICA, as I said earlier. One captures local features, which is called ICA1, and Architecture 2 captures global features. I'll explain them in a little more detail in the future slides. So you have Architecture 1 here, and what it is that you have given different pixel values, like point-wise pixel locations on each image. You do a projection on them for each respective image. So you have image 1, image 2, image 3, image 4. So let's assume that, for example, this point is the top left pixel in each of these images. Then you have the corresponding projection value, which is the, in grayscale, which is the value of the pixel projected onto, you know, image 2, image 1, image 3. And if you have more images, you can imagine there will be more dimensions here. So up here, we're calculating the weights of the projection relative to 1, 2, and 3. And we have these pixels. And this generates a local representation in ICA. In the second part, we have Architecture 2, which is just the other way around. You replace the actual coordinates with images, and you have pixel as the dimensions. And what happens here is that each of these points is an image, not a pixel, and they represent the values corresponding to the pixel in pixel 1. So pixel 1 might have a, you know, value of from 0 to 255, maybe like 46, and then, you know, 50 or whatever. And then all of these pixels are on each of these images. And here you have weights, you have the image, you have their weights for each pixel. Each of these images map to a pixel value. So now Estella will present the our actual project and how we implement it and some of the results.
So first I'm going to talk about the data set that we use to train the models. So in this particular project, we took two different data sets. We used the POFA data set, which is the one we actually saw in the emotion whatever lab that we did, where we see the features and yeah. So they have, in that data set, we have 110 images and in total 12 different individuals. So each single person had different facial expressions and so and such. And another data set that we find online was the FEI data set, which contains 400 images. And for each individual in this data set, they have two different facial expressions. One is neutral expression, the other is a smiling expression. So in total, we have 200 individuals. And the advantage of using these two data sets is that the eye position are normalized in both data sets. So averaging the images will give us good, clean results. Okay. So before we input those images into our models, we need to do some pre-processing to make sure that the results are good. So first, we take the original picture. So this is a girl sample from the FEI data set. And then we resize it so that we can reduce the time that we, that is required to run through the simulation. And then we normalize the pixel values from 0 to 255 so that we make sure the range of the values in each picture are the same. And then we run these pictures, the normalized pictures, into our models. And we also did, what we also did was, we did a nonlinear transformation, which Hong Hao introduced in detail yesterday. And we also run these pictures into all of our models to get the results. Okay, so here is the different models that we ran through. So the first model we did was we take the picture, we run the pictures through a PCA, and then we try to use the features abstracted from this PCA procedure to reconstruct the caricature pictures, images. The second model we did was, we take the picture from the facial face image banks, and then we run those through the PCA, we run them through ICA, Architecture 2 first, and then we use those extrapolated features to reconstruct the caricatures. And in the third test, In third model, we use the images, we run them through PCAs, and then we run them through ICA Architecture 1 to get the facial features to reconstruct the images. Okay, so the reason why we did a PCA before we run the model through, before we run the pictures through ICA Architecture 1 or 2 is because this running the PCA could help us to reduce the dimensionality of the pictures, and then this could help us reduce the computational complexity, and this will greatly reduce the time that is needed to finish running those models. And we actually tried using more, keeping more dimensionality, keeping more PCA components in the models, and the results is it can take a whole night to run a particular model. So doing PCA before ICA really helps a lot. Okay, so here I'm presenting, so these are the eigenfaces that we extracted after running the faces through the PCA. And so I just gave you a few examples in the movie. And in the next slide, here are the original pictures from the data set. And here are the eigenfaces that is most salient for this particular face. And if we reconstruct the facial feature and then enhance this particular eigenface on those reconstructed images, this is what we get. So you can see for this particular gentleman, this maybe balding head is enhanced in comparison to this part. And also the contour is also enhanced. And for this, the second gentleman, you can see that this part of his face, the highlights are enhanced and so on. So here is basically I'm showing you a video of this particular gentleman with each time step we are increasing the weight of this particular eigenface so that you can see his face is actually changing over time. So you are seeing this image more and more enhanced in the reconstructed pictures. Yeah, I'll show you again just so in case you missed it, okay? So, okay, pay attention. He's looking very similar to this guy, and now he's getting bolder and bolder, and his face kind of like fade out a little bit over time, okay? So, this probably have some commercial value to scary movie makers, something like that. I don't know. Okay, so that is our results for the PCA simulation. And now Ashish is going to introduce our results for the ICA simulations.
So we saw that, like, these faces are not great just using PCA one. Because part of the reason is that, you know, it's like it's not picking really some specific location or like eyes, nose, and things like that. So we are hoping that ICA will do something good. And so let's see. So in this, right? So as Esla said, that we use PCA and then extract the independent component using Architecture 2, which means you are. Okay, let me just go ahead. So these are some of the eigen or independent components. So you can see that these independent components captures global feature, the whole faces. So that was the, as explained by Rakshin, the it's just capturing basically the whole face instead of just a particular eye and things like that. Okay, so these are just few examples. In our experiment, we use 200 components. So given a 400 images, you compute 200 independent components, of which linear combination can produce those 400 images, and then understand that which component is very particular or salient to that person and enhance that component. So let's see, how do we do that? So this is like the two examples. And so we found that these are the eigenfaces, independent components, which are very salient to these guys. So So one thing is that it's capturing the whole face, and also if you see, like, this is completely, totally different. This is actually kind of close to some different person, but yeah, that's what we found, that this is, this eigen face, this independent component is very distinctive. So if you enhance this one, you'll get some feature which is enhanced in this person. So that's what we got. So this is, if you see, I mean, I personally can't see what's happening here. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, it's again horrifying, I guess. So the idea is like this architecture is capturing the global face. It's really not capturing the localized features. You know, we saw these things.
Correct.
So now our hope is that we somehow can go and capture local features which are which can be enhanced and can give a good results. Okay, so this is just a movie for the same thing. So what's happening over here is, I'll show it again. This is the original figure, and this is the distortion we put in this component. And as we go ahead, how this whole face changes. It's kind of getting more scary, I guess. So so this is like, originally, it's like very close to the original person, right? So it means that our code is working. We are, when we have no distortion, we are getting the person, right? And then you are enhancing that component, and well, you're getting those results. Now, so this is architecture one. Now we can see, so these are a few examples for the independent components, which we got from the 400 images using this architecture. So now you can see that this is capturing really the local features. It's kind of very interesting. So you see, this is like an eyebrow, maybe nose, mouth. And so one of the reasons is like in our database, it was not just this portion. It was having like person's hair and other stuff also. So there are many components which are, I would call as capturing, which is probably not very interesting also, because we want to enhance something like on face. So one way is that you just crop these things, but I think we just couldn't do it because it was taking a lot of time for running this architecture. So here is an example for the same two guy, which we used for architecture two. And again, you see, these are the features. So if you see this girl is having these edges, which if we enhance this part, so, you know, we get something good. It's not very obvious here, but I can see in the computer that this guy is having very black spot just near his, not very black, okay, something very distinctive at this position. So that's what this component is. Just to show that this is just few components which we are enhancing. In our experiment, we used two components to enhance, and the distortion factor, I guess, was 2.5. So we just enhanced by, you know. So whatever is the coefficient over here, we enhanced 2.5 times further from the mean. And then that's what we got. So at least it's not as scary, but it's not caricature also to me. So you see that this portion is getting enhanced, and so this person is now very close to origin one with the same distortion which we used for architecture two and same number of components. So it's more closer to the person, it's less scary, and caricature-wise, I don't know. So that's the video. So it started with the person, and then as you're enhancing, you're getting this guy. It goes till 10. I don't know, you want to. So how much time we have? We can play for more time. Right? So it's like as you go, it's becoming darker and darker. Well, that's it. Okay, that's for our result part. And we are done, kind of. So I think I just give a quick conclusion to say that one of the things which we might have done is when we enhance the components, we actually enhance the whole like we multiply this frame with enhanced coefficients. But probably what would be a good idea is just to, you know, enhance this portion, because these are kind of outliers among this feature. So you just enhance this portion, but we had, I guess, various different ideas also, so we just couldn't implement this one, so that would be a good one that we just enhance. We probably get a good caricature, but I think the more, a better solution is, so right now we are working with a pixel value where we are, you know, really just changing the illumination and things like that. What would be the good idea is that in caricature, you want to change the shape of something which is very unique to person. So it's not just the pixel or the intensity or things like that, but really the, if somebody having a big eye, you just make it more bigger. So what would be a good idea that you work, rather than we work on the positions, no, X, Y coordinates of salient points, like, you know, we saw in the cert, they were recognizing the corner of eyes, lips, and things like that. So you work on those data, which are like purely X, Y coordinates of the features. So you, if you can extract those features from the face and then use all your analysis and then just exaggerate those X, Y coordinates or somehow that the unique components, and then again texture map your, you know, face to back to the new exaggerated positions. That would probably give a good results. But we haven't had time. So thanks to Gary for, you know, thanks to Gary and Andrew for having a very wonderful boot camp here. And I personally, and I think everybody enjoyed it, and it was very motivating. Thanks to Hung Hao, he has given us a lot of time. And I think, just to mention that, we had three components probably for ICA. Tony Bell gave a very, very wonderful one, independent components. Hung Hao has presented one, and personally, he has given a very good in. For, I'm very comfortable now walking out saying that I know something on PC and ICA, which is probably one of the emphasized, I feel, in the boot camp things. Okay, anyways. Yep, we are done. Any question? You have something?
No.
Okay.
No, that was the last one.
Okay, but just if you want to show them. That's it. I don't want to do that.
See if you can recognize people on here, you know. Actors and famous people.
What's that?
Any questions?
I'm just wondering if you tried mixing faces, for instance, you know, mix the faces, using ICA, mix the faces of two people to see what their babies would look like.
Well, yeah,
that might be a good, in, you know, good thing that, you know, people dating online might do, you know, before they kind of
I think
before they move forward, you know.
If they are going to get this result, they're never going to be get a child. They are horrifying.
I think there are companies that do that.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So.
If you try doing this work with maybe color images, because the that last video that you were showing, it didn't really look like a caricature, but it could sort of look like a impressionistic thing. So you could like have a product that says, you know, have like a Monet version of yourself or something like that.
Right.
But,
right.
I don't know. It didn't. I didn't see because these like weird shapes weren't really like distorted, but like the colors seemed to be really messed up, which is like impressionistic.
Yeah. Yes. Like we considered color images. We didn't do them for this project for two reasons. One, because, you know, computationally it's much more intensive, and we can't just. We were talking about this with RTA Hung Hao, and we can't just, you know, do the three RGB components independently, and because then you get some really weird images. So we didn't come up with you know, a computationally cheap way of doing this. Part of the reason why, as Estella mentioned earlier, that we had to do PCA before ICA is because that we want to, you know, reduce the computational time. So if you imagine with color images, it will take much longer. When we were doing ICA 1, running 10,000 iterations, Ashish, when we first ran it, it took 3 hours for, I believe, one image
Yeah, I mean, there is the architecture too, which, you know, projects the whole, okay, well.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. It's mathematically.
In theory, that's better, yes.
So it looked like from your demonstrations you tried varying the factor of one of the components at a time. Did you look at doing multiple?
Wait a minute. I just explained that I was just showing the two components. One component, but in that, creating the caricature, there were two components which were enhanced. So there were two components, and yes, we did look on, you know, enhancing more components, but you don't get really. I mean, it just becomes, whole face becomes very soon darker or brighter, things like that.
Like, we figure, for the purposes of this presentation and demonstrating the effect, one component is better, because else you might have the entire features getting really dark really quickly, and, yeah.
So I had this idea, which I decided was probably crazy, but I think it was actually well-motivated. So the idea was to take the ICA result and do PCA of it to map it down into a lower dimensional space where the covariances between the features were captured, which there shouldn't be any if it's actually ICA. But it seems like phase, you know, what you're looking for is a lower dimensional space where the faces live, and there are lots of nonlinear manifold learning algorithms that will, you know, find a lower dimensional surface where your data actually lives. Mm-hmm. And then if you move along that surface, you typically stay in the space of faces. So maybe what you need to do is find that lower dimensional space and move within it in order to get caricatures, although I don't think you'd ever get that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time to move on to the last but not least Interacting Memory Systems project. Let's thank these guys.